Minister for Service, New Brunswick.
Thank you for the question, Madam Speaker. And when it comes to rent and rent control, as we know, currently that is set to expire at the end of this year. Everybody in this room and in the province also knows that we are in discussions, my colleagues and I, on what is going to happen for the year ahead. And just as a point, I'd like to point out that of the many responsibilities that fall under Service New Brunswick, the Residential Tenancies Tribunal is one. The member opposite this morning in his statement said the minister has made her decision. I haven't made any decision. Oh. My colleagues and I together are discussing what's going to happen. I don't have the right to make that decision. The mandate of the Residential Tenancies Tribunal, the core function of the RTT, is to arbitrate disagreements between landlords and tenants. That's it. So we are very concerned. We know our tenants are concerned, and we're working hard to find that balance. Thank you.
Madam Speaker, what we're hearing from the government on this issue is very concerning. As we know, in recent years, rents have skyrocketed. Some New Brunswickers have lost their housing as a result. It is a basic human right, but it does not be being treated as a basic human right to be housed. There are many unhoused people. There are many people at risk of losing their housing. And housing has become increasingly commodified and less affordable. New Brunswickers are already getting notices of rent increases for 2023 that exceed the current rent cap because it's set to expire. Madam Speaker, what are renters supposed to do when they can't find affordable housing and the rent is going to go up January 1st? Where are they supposed to go, Madam Speaker? So will the Minister of Service, New Brunswick, take this opportunity to announce an extension of the rent cap for 2023?
Minister for Service, New Brunswick. Thank you for the question, Madam Speaker. And I do appreciate the fact to stand up and speak about this because we know that our 38,000 tenancies in the province of New Brunswick are looking forward to finding out what the final decision is. Again, my colleagues and I are discussing this very important issue, and we are looking to strike that balance because the biggest concern here in the province is affordable housing, as well as the low inventory rate that we have right now at 1.7%, as noted by the CMHC. Anything under 3% is a problem. So we have to find that balance to encourage development and protect our tenants all at the same time. So please be assured with the Residential Tenancies Tribunal, who is there to arbitrate disagreements between landlords and tenants, they are there, and the expertise is there to answer any questions that our tenants here and landlords have in the province of New Brunswick. So please reach out. You do have protections. 6 months' notice has to be given before your rent goes up, by the way. It used to be 3. Thank you.
Madam Speaker, that 6 months means that people have been getting notice of major rent increases for months already. They know what's coming, and this rent cap is set to expire January 1st. What are people supposed to do? And I've heard the minister in the media saying the rent cap hasn't solved the affordable housing crisis. No kidding. It was never meant to. It was meant to protect tenants. It was meant to protect renters. It's meant to protect them from predatory rent increases, which we saw were unprecedented and terrifying for people, and that's what they see coming down the line. And they're waiting for someone, Madam Speaker, to stand up and say, we're going to protect you. We're going to keep you from losing your housing. And yet, what is the government waiting for? The tenants and landlords are wondering what's going to happen. What are they waiting for? When will the Minister of Service, New Brunswick, announce an extension to the rent cap?
Minister for Service, New Brunswick.
Thank you again, Madam Speaker, to discuss this very important issue. And I don't think the member opposite has been paying attention over the past year on the significant protections that we have put in place under the Residential Tenancies Tribunal for tenants here in the province of New Brunswick. So in December of 2021, rent can only be increased once in a 12-month period. It used to be 3 months' notice to give notice of a rent increase. That's been extended to 6. And as always, before the rent cap, currently within the rent cap, in the future, if any tenant in the province of New Brunswick feels that an increase that they've received is unreasonable. It's a quick call away to the Residential Tenancies Tribunal, where a jurisdictional scan will be done. Many, many increases that have been put forward have been refused, Madam Speaker. So please, as a tenant in the province of New Brunswick, reach out to the Residential Tenancies Tribunal. They are there. They are professionals. They know the rules. Just give us a call. Thank you, Mr. Madam Speaker.
Madam Speaker, I have been paying attention. What I have to say is that the protections for tenants are not good enough. They are not strong enough, Madam Speaker. I would wonder whether the Minister of Service New Brunswick has been paying attention to what renters in this province are saying, that they are terrified of losing their housing, that their rents are going to increase, that they need more protection. Madam Speaker, there is a long way to go to get where we need to protect the tenants in this province. And the Premier has yet to appoint a minister responsible for housing. So let me ask the Premier. Housing is a basic human right. We have seen the price of housing go up, as much profit can be squeezed out as possible, and it has been an attack on tenants by certain predatory landlords. Without something to protect tenants, without a rent cap in place past January 1st, people are going to lose their housing. Will the Premier ensure a rent cap is maintained in our province?
Minister for Service, New Brunswick.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, for the question. I assure New Brunswickers that my colleagues and I are discussing this very important issue on a regular basis. We are looking to make sure we make the right decision. We are looking to make sure that we protect tenants. There are many different protections put in place. I mentioned the other ones that were put through in December of last year. In June of this year, we also strengthened protections for tenants in the event that a landlord is trying to have their tenancy terminated. So there are only four reasons why that can happen. An immediate family member will occupy the unit. Major renovations are done to a unit which makes it totally unlivable. A tenant's contract to maintain the building is ended, and the unit is no longer a residential premise. So, Madam Speaker, unless one of those four reasons is put on the table, a tenant will not be removed from their premises. Thank you.